It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HPR1 stations, statewide every Friday afternoon, putting the spotlight on an organization, topic, event in the community offering assistance to the disabled and to other folks who are in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. Thanks for listening. This week we have a returned visit, and we always like that. Honolulu Habitat for Humanity. Perhaps you remember when they were on the program before, or another habitat, which we've had a few of in the last several years here on Helping Hand. According to their website, Habitat for Humanity International, it's a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian housing ministry. They welcome all people, though, regardless of race, religion, ethnicity, or any other difference, and they have a unique approach, and it's very different from other ways of helping folks out. And then they have several different things they do. A couple things that involve building houses and fixing up properties that need it, but also a cool store that they've got on site, and they have a new program, home preservation, we're going to be learning about all kinds of stuff. We're really excited to have Executive Director Jim Murphy from Honolulu Habitat for Humanity back here on Helping Hand. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. And before we get into the exciting current projects, rundown of the interesting model that Habitat has for the main program of doing the houses.
Sure. So our housing model is working with folks who are in need of housing. They're in need of either replacing their current home or a new home. And our program is it's a way for the family or the individual to work with our volunteer and community partners to actually build their house with their own hands. We do the training, we take care of the safety, we provide all the equipment, we provide the volunteer labor, but the family is out there with us every Saturday building their home and creating their own home. Once their house is complete, they have a mortgage back with us, but it's a zero interest mortgage. So the only thing that the family pays for is the actual cost of the house, and we keep the price down because of the volunteer labor and because of the community outreach that we do.
What are the requirements for someone to participate in that?
Somebody needs to have a need for housing. So they're either without housing or without adequate housing, I should say, perhaps they've just received a lease from the Department of Hawaiian Homelands. So there's a need for them to have housing. They also have to be willing to partner. As I just mentioned, they have to come out and work with us and help us build the house. And then they also have to financially qualify because there is a mortgage. We're a little bit more lenient than banks typically. We're a little bit more understanding. So they have to have sound credit and an ability to repay the mortgage to us.
And let's dial in on they have a need for housing and magnify that and then explore who that is. So it's not just a guy's in his apartment, he's listening to the show. Hey, I have a need for housing. I rent, but I don't own a home. Who are we thinking of as the most appropriate kind of folks for that?
So the folks that we concurrently work with right now are folks who have access to land. So they've either got land that they own themselves or a lease through Department of Hawaiian Homelands or Bishop Estates or DLNR or something like that. Or somebody has a house, but the house is in need of such repairs that it can't be repaired and it needs to be demolished and a new one built. So we can't actually work with somebody who doesn't have access to land because typical habitats on the mainland, they can go out and purchase land and then put that into the family's mortgage. But the land cost here in Oahu is so expensive that I can't do that.
Okay, so you guys don't provide land. So you painted a great picture of where you guys. And then that sort of dovetails, I guess, in and you'll help paint a picture of how different the requirements would be for the Brush with Kindness program, which, because you mentioned a property that may be just so far gone that it qualifies for the first major thing that you guys do, which is the house build or whatever you call
right.
it. The second thing, Brush with Kindness is what it's called, correct?
Where it's actually got renamed to Home Preservation.
Okay.
International just renamed it to Home Preservation.
And that's the new thing that you basically got. Okay, so Home Preservation. Then let's talk about that. That's perfect because I was just curious. So Home Preservation is the new version of Brush with Kindness, and it is what?
So Home Preservation is really for people who already own a home.
Let's back you up.
Okay.
So you want to go right over the front.
Oh, okay.
Pretend like you're shooting
Okay.
Because you are. You just can't see it.
Okay. All right.
So home preservation.
Home preservation. So our home preservation program is for folks who have their own home. They're living there now, but their house is in need of repair. So the home preservation, similar to our home build, is a zero interest mortgage that we work with the family that allows them to make the needed repairs to their house that improves the safety, the appearance, and oftentimes the value of their home. So this is a homeless prevention program, because a lot of people have to move out of their house because it's dilapidated to the point that they can no longer safely live there. So this is keeping people there. This is improving the value of their home and allowing them to potentially hand that house down to generations. And then also just the appearance and the pride and of home ownership.
And isn't there ADA? Don't you do? I thought that there was a component where and that's what I was as I mentioned, folks who with disabilities who need to have home modifications done to be able to stay in their dwelling. How do you make the choice of who you're going to help and what are the requirements to get this home preservation?
Sure. So there's an application process that's available online. People can take a look at what the requirements are in terms of the financial requirements and the willingness to partner and things like that. But it's a simple application process that we go through. And then as we get applicants and we get qualified folks, we provide all the funds up front to do the work. And we come in and do the work. And with the home preservation, it can actually be done within a couple of months. So it's a pretty quick process.
Right. It's a smaller, much smaller thing than a home build.
Yeah. And as far as the ADA compliance, we do work with our elderly and senior folks who maybe want to stay in their house rather than have to move out, but just need some work done to the house, whether it's a wheelchair ramp or bars in the bathroom or just remedying some tripping hazards that might be in there. And these are ways for folks to stay in their house safely.
So folks who are disabled in wheelchairs, you mentioned great things there about, you know, if a doorway was just wider, they could stay in the apartment because basically the chair needs the 36 inches or whatever to clear the door, or grab bars, as you mentioned, maybe a more accessible toilet or even a shower, as these days technology has made that, thankfully, something that more and more people can afford, these bathtubs that have a door that you can actually, it's a revolutionary stuff, I guess combining like washer technology, which is for people so that you have these, like, it's just revolutionary. So folks were thinking about those things, and because those are important things, you know, they're all things that I know for someone who is disabled may need to stay in their house. Should they think about reaching out to you guys?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, it's a very simple process to at least, you know, take a look at the application and see what's involved. And then what we do is once we receive the application, we'll come out and do an assessment of the home and see what needs to be done, come up with a, here's what we believe the cost will be. And then, like I said, we bring down the costs of all of this because we're using volunteer labor and we're going out to businesses and companies to try and get materials and things donated.
Is that the kind of call you'd love to get?
That's the kind of call we love to get all day.
Somebody who needs that kind of help, though, in particular, I'm saying. I'm just asking. Like, so if you get that and you go out and you do an assessment and you're like, wow, this person's disabled. We can do this. We can make this happen. They do have the, I mean, that's like, to me, would be, what would feel better?
it's an amazing thing to build a home for somebody, but it's also an amazing thing to be able to protect the home that somebody's already in so they get to stay.
Right. Yeah man. So new build scheduled for February, I have heard from Mr. Murphy here. It includes an aspect, talk about it. I mean, you had said, you know, it relates to homelessness. And I mean, is that basically the home preservation that we've discussed, or talk about this new build?
So the build that we've got scheduled, we have a groundbreaking ceremony on February 13th. It's in Papakalea. It's with an elderly woman who grew up on that piece of land. She moved there in 1950 with her family. I think she was about 8 years old at the time. And she lived in that house for 50 years before the house reached a point where the walls were caving in. It was sliding down the hill into Papakalea, and she just could not safely stay there any longer and had to leave. And so she came to us and applied and was granted or was granted some work through DHHL. They've gone in, they've fixed the hill, they've fixed the land, they've demoed the old house, and we are getting ready to build again on February 13th. Wow. And bring this woman back to the land where she grew up, where it's the land of her parents and her childhood and her children. And it's a pretty amazing thing.
So that's a great lead into how, and we'll talk about the restore as another thing that people can do to help you. But as one component, when it relates to this build, do you need some volunteers? What do you need? What do you need for this?
I could use just about anything. People always ask me, how can I get involved in Habitat? And I tell them, any way you want to. You know, for a build like this, we certainly need volunteers. We'd love to have companies to come out and either sponsor a day and give their employees an opportunity to volunteer and give something back to the community.
It's a great idea.
We'd love to have businesses get involved that may want to provide materials or particular services.
Any idea some of the stuff you need?
We need some equipment to do some digging. So if anybody's got a backhoe they'd like to let us borrow for a day, we could certainly use that. Windows, doors, anything that it takes to build a house, we will we'll take.
Okay.
It's all and we're building a quality house. So this is not, we're not slapping a house together with various parts. We are building a quality house that we want people to be safe and proud of.
You guys have been doing this a long time.
Been doing this a long time.
No doubt about that. And so you need labor too. Labor. Absolutely. And the materials that we talked about.
One of the beautiful things about Habitat is the fact that people from all of the communities of Oahu will come out and build this house. And so you get complete strangers standing next to each other who become fast friends because they're creating a house and protecting a community.
Well, that's one of the cool things I think about when you do one of these houses, and just the program in general. There's a lot of ways folks could help out. There's a lot of different things, whether it's material for it, whether they have some time, like you just painted a nice picture of, or similarly, the restore concept is a way that people can, explain that.
Sure. So we've got a restore. It's located in Kalihi, and this is a resale shop. People donate building material, appliances and furniture to us, and then we take those items and we sell them for a fraction that you would get these, be able to buy these materials elsewhere, and then all of the proceeds of that restore go to funding our mission and building those houses. Sometimes those materials go directly into the house. So if somebody is donating, some doorknobs and we need the doorknobs for the house, then we'll take that cost out of the construction of the house and then put it right into it. But more times than not, it's the sale of those items through the restore that ultimately fund our mission.
Fantastic.
And it's a pretty vibrant and exciting place. We just relaunched it and painted it, and it's back in March. And so it's a pretty vibrant, exciting place to be there in Kalihi.
I'm proud of you guys with that. I think that's that illustrates another way, as I was saying, there's a wide way folks could help you out. They could get something they need for their house, or they could volunteer, they could get involved with a specific project with their company, do it together like that. Greatest need that you've got, we've illustrated lots of ways people can help. Is there any other particular thing that you want to get out there that's an important thing that you need help on, that you think somebody in the community might have access to resources that would be beneficial for?
Really, what I really need is participation. We've got 6 houses that we are planning this year and our home preservation program. So we're going to be out there every Saturday starting February. So the more people that we can get out there to help us build these houses, to help us do these home repairs, to get involved in our mission, the more people will fall in love with doing it. That's really what I want, is for people to just come out and participate and get involved. And then, we'll take it from there. Well, we'll see what else they might want to do after that.
HonoluluHabitat.org is how you can learn about them online. Or you can call 808-538-7070, info@HonoluluHabitat.org. is their email address. Get the full interview, all the contact interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, where you can find Helping Hand archived online. Executive Director Jim Murphy, Honolulu Habitat for Humanity. Such a cool organization. So many neat things that you guys do for folks. I'm always fascinated by how it works, and it's been all over the world doing things, really. So it's a when you read about them, that's one cool thing, is they just provide neat source of information to read about just the adventures of the company or the nonprofit on a international scale, the kinds of projects that you're in. As always, get in touch. Anything that comes up, any way that you can want to involve Helping Hand or tap this resource, it's a privilege to get to do anything to help you guys out. And thank you so much for being willing to come on.
Thank you for having me.